Imagine waking up one day and realizing the emotional weight you've carried for years isn't actually yours to bear. This liberation is the essence of Healing is the New High, a profound exploration of how inner healing transforms not just our emotional landscape, but our entire existence. The path to healing begins when we acknowledge our wounds and become willing to expose these darker parts to invite light back in. While we often resist healing because confronting pain seems more frightening than living with it, freedom awaits on the other side of this discomfort. We develop sophisticated coping mechanisms, workaholism, perfectionism, emotional numbness, that help us function but prevent true healing. Yet the moment we decide to face our pain honestly marks the beginning of transformation. We all carry invisible wounds that silently dictate our choices and reactions. Some manifest as perfectionism or people-pleasing, others as fear of abandonment or inability to maintain healthy boundaries. These patterns often stem from betrayals that leave deep emotional scars, like being repeatedly deceived by someone we trusted, leaving us questioning our perception of reality. The aftermath of such betrayal can be devastating, cycling us through denial, hatred, disappointment, and self-blame. We question every memory, wondering if any part of the relationship was real. Most damaging is what might be called anti-love, avoiding genuine commitment and engaging in superficial connections that reinforce our trust issues. We build emotional barriers, keeping our guard up and preemptively ending relationships when we feel ourselves becoming vulnerable. Yet healing begins the moment we end toxic situations. Every painful emotion, though excruciating to experience, becomes vital to our growth. The sleepless nights, the anger, the tears, all are necessary steps in processing trauma and reclaiming our authentic selves. Ancient wisdom traditions view humans as energy systems with seven interconnected bodies, not just machines to be fixed. The physical body mediates between self and world through tension patterns and cellular memory. The etheric body holds emotional experiences, creating visceral sensations like stomach butterflies. The astral body forms beliefs, while the mental body taps into intuition. The spiritual body maintains our authentic purpose beyond conditioning. The cosmic body enables unity experiences, while the nirvanic body connects to pure consciousness. Our physical body archives every painful experience, manifesting as physical sensations when triggered, racing heart, tight chest, heavy limbs. This mind-body connection works bidirectionally, as physical healing can catalyze emotional healing. For instance, someone with social anxiety from betrayal found that focusing on physical activity rather than forced social interaction revealed how deeply emotional trauma was stored in her body. The personal history body scan technique promotes relaxation while helping differentiate between physical discomfort and emotional pain, teaching awareness of where we physically store past experiences. The energy flowing through you, your vibration, directly influences what you attract into your life. When vibrating at a higher level, you feel confident and creative. Success seems to flow naturally. When your vibration is low, everything feels heavy and possibilities seem distant. Relationships play a crucial role in this energetic ecosystem. Supportive connections accelerate healing, while negative ones hinder progress. Almost all trauma involves other people, either directly or through their response to our pain. Relationships can either inflict further damage or lift us up with confidence and support. When your vibration conflicts with those closest to you, healing becomes exponentially more difficult. Consider someone who experienced violent trauma at a young age, whose family's inability to address it left them isolated in their pain. This demonstrates how profoundly our social environment affects our healing journey. To build more authentic connections, try shifting your perspective during interactions. Instead of wondering what others think of you, consider what you think of them. This shift allows you to nurture relationships that feel genuinely supportive while releasing the pressure to connect with everyone. Good relationships create spaces where we can be vulnerable, talk freely, and have our broken hearts held. Childhood experiences shape our brain structure, and early trauma can govern our adult emotions and decisions. The key challenge is distinguishing between intuition and trauma responses. While trauma drives us to avoid pain, intuition guides from love and steadiness. Intuition-based responses manifest as calm knowing and clarity, while trauma responses emerge as anxiety and feeling trapped. Creating a personal history list of emotional memories helps identify these patterns and provides perspective. Through reparenting, imagining yourself comforting your childhood self, we can heal old wounds. Neuroscience confirms that adult brains retain plasticity, allowing us to create new neural pathways that override negative conditioning. By consciously practicing new responses, we can replace limiting beliefs with healthier patterns. Trauma often shuts down our natural curiosity as a protective mechanism. After difficult events, we tend to retreat inward, avoiding the unknown to stay safe. This kills our curiosity and makes life feel dull and less engaging. Yet curiosity is essential for healing. It opens new doors, creates acceptance of our emotions, encourages learning, helps us let go of judgment, and connects us with vibrant people. By approaching healing with childlike curiosity, asking why and how without judgment, you become your own observer and healer. Self-care practices nurture this curiosity and support your healing journey. True self-care goes beyond surface-level positivity to address underlying emotions and beliefs. Build a personalized routine by identifying daily time slots for self-care. Then experiment with practices like EFT, yoga, journaling, essential oil baths, and breathwork. Note which practices make you feel calm and whole and steady, then organize them into daily, weekly, and monthly activities. One powerful practice is candle gazing, adapting the ancient meditation technique of Trataka with visualization and journaling to connect with your inner fire, burning away fear while establishing a stronger sense of self. Who would you be if you'd never been hurt? While challenges shape us, there exists a steady hum of complete you-ness, your natural equilibrium that persists through life's difficulties. Like a wave that knows it's temporarily a wave, but eternally the ocean, connecting with your true self brings peace amid challenges. Freedom isn't a physical place, but a state of being, making authentic decisions, moving past traumas, embracing the future, and living unburdened by others' opinions. This isn't about constant happiness, but acceptance and knowing, not dreading difficulties, but trusting you can navigate them. When stuck, return to your physical body. Run freely, swim, jump, or practice yoga. Healing looks different for everyone, but progress shows through quicker recovery from triggers, diminished insecurity, expressing pain without shame, and envisioning hopeful futures. The ultimate luxury isn't wealth, but peace of mind, living authentically, unburdened by judgment. When moments of lightness and peace arrive, trust they're real and deserved, a state where your authentic self, not pain and fear, guides you home to wholeness.